It's been really, really hard. My wife and I, we were looking at leaving San Antonio. I've lived here since '94, and I love it here, but I just couldn't handle it.
Matt Heilman says his journey hasn't been an easy one. After leaving communications giant AT&T and the company that hired him for contract services there, he headed for work out of state. Doctors think the stress led to seizures, and he eventually came back home. He then worked in Austin, but can't drive long distances anymore, so now he's working in the Alamo City again. But his non-discrimination claim that coincidentally took place during the time the ordinance passed last September is far from over.
I want people to know that I think that you can see this isn't, it's not going to go away.
In a letter to AT&T Tuesday, San Antonio City attorneys outlined 8 items for requests from AT&T, including its own investigation into the allegations of discrimination that may have violated the NDO, and any findings by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The city points out that AT&T signed a high-profile contract with San Antonio since the NDO passed and is subject to the terms of the ordinance. The contract is a master lease agreement to let the company install network huts on city property for possible deployment of a fiber network system. Google's exploring the very same idea. With a pending complaint and AT&T's possible violation of the ordinance, the project could be at risk. Heilman's attorney, Justin Nichols, says although no case in Texas has ever been prosecuted under a non-discrimination ordinance on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, he says his client's case is verifiable.
It's challenging. It's a good debate. It's very, there's a lot of political capital in standing up for equality. But actually making equality happen through giving the NDO not only ink on the page, but actually teeth in the city's mouth is very important.
In our previous story, AT&T maintained its position as a leader among top employers for LGBT employees, and that the company makes diversity and inclusion a priority. City attorneys believe AT&T will cooperate with its 15-day deadline to receive the documents requested. They also suggested that they meet with Heilman to bring resolution to the complaint. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.